If I were to tell you that I thought this team is 1 year ahead of where they should have been as far as success, would that be a fair comment?
Yeah, I think it would, Jason. And they were really at that point sometime last year when they went on to win 42 games and win the Central Division. I don't think anybody expected that at the start of last year. And then I kind of figured coming into this year, okay, if they can stay at that same pace that they were on last year and be another, you know, 40 to 45 win team this year, that's probably okay. At some point, they're going to probably slow up a little bit in this crazy curve that they've been on in terms of going from a team that was dead last in the entire Western Hockey League for a couple of seasons to all of a sudden being a divisional contender. But they continue to get better and better, and it's the likes of Jake Neighbors, who's raised his game to another level as a 17-year-old. Dylan Gunther, over his last 30 games as just a 16-year-old, he's above a point per game pace for this Edmonton Oil King team. And then you look at a guy like Riley Sawchuk, who's come in as a 20-year-old that they acquired in a trade from the Tri-City Americans. And he's been able to supplement some of the offense that was lost last year with Trey Fix-Wolanski, Vince Loschiavo, and Quinn Benjafield leaving. So the team has just continued to find a way to see their development increase at a pretty rapid rate. But yeah, to say it's a surprise, I don't think anyone a year and a half ago would have thought the Edmonton Oil Kings were going to be sitting on 31 wins, eyeing down a second consecutive Central Division title, and being a top 10 ranked team once again in the CHL.
Matthew Robinson, first-round draft pick of New York Rangers. Do you continue to see his development going the right direction and him eating a bunch of minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great to see. He got off to a bit of a slow start this year, obviously coming back from New York Rangers camp, and he was a little nicked up and tried to play through an injury, and it wasn't really working for him, so he took a few games off. And ever since then, it's just getting better and better for Matthew Robertson, and they've needed him to elevate his game because every week it seems someone's going down on the back end, and Matthew Robertson has been, along with Ethan Kapp, sort of the mainstay back there in terms of guys that have been healthy this year. And all of a sudden, Matthew, he's playing in all situations. He's your number one penalty kill guy. He's out there quarterbacking the number one power play. And at 5-on-5, he's oftentimes seeing the toughest matchups from opponents. And he's continuing to find ways to elevate his game. And I think now at 18 years old, I mean, he's a big body defenseman, 6'3", north of 200 pounds. He's really just starting to realize just how big and strong he is. And you pair that with an elite-level skating ability that he has, and he's really starting to find new ways in terms of defending against some of these elite level players, and all the while finding ways to contribute offensively. He's got 4 points now in his last couple of games, and he's looking more and more comfortable being sort of a top pairing defenseman here in the Western Hockey League.
Andrew Peer joins us, Edmonton play-by-play man for the Oil Kings. They find themselves atop the Western League tied for 71 points. They're in Prince Albert tonight. You can hear all that action right after our show here next. Andrew, the goaltending position has been a little bit in flux this year for the Oil Kings. Has that settled down after the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think it has, Jason. And you looked at it heading into this year. I mean, they returned two guys from last year in Dylan Miskew and Todd Scott. And if I were to tell you that the Oil Kings have the best goalie tandem in the WHL, you would think, yeah, it's Dylan Miskew and Todd Scott, and just building upon the experience from last year. Well, neither of those two are here anymore. It's a youngster in Sebastian Kosa, a former second-round pick of the Oil Kings. He's come in and been the best rookie goaltender in the Western Hockey League this year. And I mean, forget just rookie goaltender. One of the best goalies in the WHL this year in terms of goals against average, save percentage, and wins. He's in the top six in all those categories in the league. And then at the just before the trade deadline, they go out and get a veteran in Beck Worm, who is on a rebuilding Tri-City Americans team and facing a ton of shots every night, but giving the Americans a chance to win every night. And he's come in and he's really helped stabilize Sebastian Kosa. And you know, you think, well, the way Sebastian's been going this year, did you really need another guy? But I don't think you want to put the fate of a season in the hands of a 17-year-old goaltender. So they've done a nice job to go out and insulate their youngster in Sebastian Kosa. And Beck Worm's come in, and he's really starting to settle in. I mean, he's undefeated in his 5 starts as an Edmonton Oil King, 4-0-0-1 in that time. He's going to get the call again here tonight against the Raiders. And that's simply because he's got great numbers against Prince Albert in his career, a 1.62 goals against average, a .954 save percentage. And you know, looking forward to see him as he continues to get more and more familiar with the Eastern Conference. And he's just another guy as well that can be a voice in the locker room at 20 years old. He's a real leader for this team, and he's familiar with the organization. His twin brother, Will Warm, was a defenseman here for a few years. And then as well, they've got Riley Sawchuk and Sam Stewart, who also came over in recent deals with the Tri-City Americans. So it's been a pretty natural fit for him to come in. And, yeah, right now the Oil Kings, they're very comfortable rolling out either of their two netminders.
It's always nice to see some young players playing on the Oil Kings that are from Edmonton. And Carter Sutch is one that stands out to me. Yeah. Has he continued to develop his third year here in the Western League?
Yeah, I think so. And great time to talk about Carter Sutch, because on Wednesday night in Swift Current, he scored maybe the goal of the year. Went between the legs, kind of in tight at the side of the Swift Current net, and was able to elevate the puck into the top shelf. It was a thing of beauty. And for Carter Sutch, I mean, he's had offensive bursts sort of this year. It's come in spurts, but he's really started to, I find, in the second half, start to find a little bit more consistency in his game. He's starting to shoot the puck a whole lot more. He's up to 30 points now on the season, and he's another one of those guys that's a reason why the Oil Kings just continue to maybe surprise people with the way the success that they've found throughout the course of the last year and a half. And he's such a dynamic player. Lacks a little bit of size, but he doesn't lack courage. He's not afraid to go to the dirty areas. He's not afraid to go in front of the net and find loose pucks. And watching him, it's been a real treat to see his development. And he's going to be a key cog for this team down the stretch. You know, teams are going to start keying in on Riley Sawchuk, Jake Neighbors, and Dylan Gunther, and they're going to need those secondary guys like Carter Sutch, another Edmonton guy like David Cope to really raise their game and help find some offense. But the way they've been trending this year has been excellent for this team.
The Edmonton Oil Kings take on the Prince Albert Raiders tonight, and the Raiders are about just under under 20 points behind the Oil Kings in Eastern Conference in fifth spot. What kind of a challenge do the Prince Albert Raiders offer the Oil Kings tonight there in Prince Albert?
Well, it's a big challenge. They're obviously the defending champions, and they've had a nice follow-up season to being defending champions. They're just a point out of first in their division. They're a big, heavy hockey team. They play a real physical brand of hockey. And Jason, I don't know if you remember from your time in the Western Hockey League, but here at the Art Hauser Center, they say it's 200 by 85. I'm not sure that it is. You might have to get out the measuring tape because they use those big bodies. There's not a lot of room to operate out there. So for the Edmonton Oil Kings, it's going to be a matter of finding their skating legs early, getting pucks on net, and getting bodies to the front of the net. That's when the Oil Kings have struggled this year. Is the shot volume's always been there, but it's the follow-up chances that haven't. And the Prince Albert Raiders, they do a great job of boxing out in front of their goaltender. They got a couple of big boys on the back end, and Jeremy Masella and Zach Hayes, those guys combined weigh close to 500 pounds. So there's going to be a real challenge for this skilled Oil King team here tonight. And it's a team they're very familiar with. They played them in the third round of the playoffs last year in the Eastern Conference Final. And this is the third time they're playing Prince Albert in the last 13 days. It's kind of been a little mini playoff series. Oil Kings won in here a couple of weeks ago in a shootout. Raiders returned the favor last Friday in Ice District with an overtime win, a come-from-behind win. So it's going to be another beauty here tonight at the Art Hauser.
Well, Andrew, we look forward to hearing that tonight. That starts right after our show. Enjoy the roads out there. I know what PA is like in the wintertime.
It's God's country out here, Jason. God's country.
Have a good call. We'll hear you after the show.
Thanks, Jason.